It's the view on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 3, Benfica 3. Liverpool are through to the Champions League semi-final. Stan Morgan, Sean Rogers and Neil Atkinson for this one. Neil, he makes 7 changes, Klopp. There's the players that remain, and there may be players who you would be surprised by, given conditioning issues around them and sort of regularity of games around them. Jota maybe not, but Henderson and Matip are ones who, you know, you would think maybe he would look to take out for this one if they were going to start against City. What do you think he's done with them? And do you think it plays into the selection at the weekend at all?
On seeing the, I think they're slightly different cases. I'm not quite sure on Henderson is the answer. I think it was sensible to not have Fabinho start this one. I think that Fabinho is quite possibly in a number of ways the Liverpool player who is most vulnerable. I think if you go sort of through his career to spells of it being physically hard, and also I think in lots of ways he has that, like certainly in bigger games, I think he has the hardest job. I think he ends up with a massive bit of space to have to be responsible for first and foremost. So the answer is, you know, for me, it wouldn't surprise me if from now, with one or two exceptions, Tottenham, maybe Villarreal, home or and away, and a Champions League final, possibly Manchester United, and possibly Saturday. So that's a lot of exceptions. But it wouldn't surprise me if you don't see Thiago, Fabinho and Henderson all on the pitch at the same time, and that it's two from the three, and it's especially Fabinho and Henderson who are swapping around that six. So it doesn't surprise me that you literally get to see that in this match. But I don't think that necessarily gives us a guide on Henderson. Matip, I think it's really interesting. I think he obviously felt that there was enough in Sunday to Wednesday to be able to do it. I think he felt it was an opportunity, and I think that this is where Matip, I think we maybe see that he is prepared to gamble a tiny little bit with Matip and his fitness on that, because I think he definitely felt that this was one he could rest Virgil in, but that meant, and I think he felt he could rest Trent and he could rest Robertson, because he does do all three, but that then means that Matip needs to start again. And I think it's clear, therefore, where his priority is. So he could go Gomez and Konate and start Trent right back. Doesn't do that because he wants to rest Trent. Or he could do a bit of a phase thing where it's shared around the minutes a little bit more, but I think he calculates. And I think he gets the subs he wanted, by the way. I don't think the game situation, you know, he makes... it goes 2-1 and he makes them, but he was making them anyway before it was going 2-1. I think the subs he does were the subs he wanted to do. So I think he's basically got his big book of maths out. He's spoke to the sports scientists, and where he's ended up is he's happy not to do Matip. But I also think there's something else here as well, which is there's a really strong argument from a cultural point of view, from a sending a signal into next season point of view, in a supporting the individual point of view, to start Konate, or, and I would prefer, Gomez next to Van Dijk on Saturday against Manchester City. I think if he starts Gomez on Saturday against Manchester City in the FA Cup semi-final, then he's being really clear to Gomez that there's pathways and there's future in all of this for you here in this. I think he'll probably err on the side of Konate simply because of the conditioning question at the minute, and Gomez in the end does do 90. But I think if he said that to Gomez, that'd be making that point. I think to Konate, what he's doing is he's given, listen, again, let's be crystal clear, Konate is not starting a Champions League final if we get there. But the message he's sending to Konate, and the thing he's doing for Konate, is saying, this is what big games at Wembley feel like.